Ingham County's Health Department, and he is responsible for oversight of meth lab site cleanups in Ingham County. Michael, I haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
Not bad.
Are you involved in the cleanup of that meth lab explosion site in Clinton County?
No, that's Clinton County. Fortunately, that's over the line from us. Mm-hmm. But I've had several this year already.
All right. Well, tell us. So, what are they going to have to do now? This happened in a couple of trailers, from what I understand. What's the first thing that needs to be done?
Okay. Well, there's actually two parts to the cleanup, and the first part's probably already been done, and that is the police go in, and it's actually a police activity to go through the facility, go through the property, and look for all the chemicals that were used to make the meth. What we're talking about here is there are bases involved, things like drain cleaner. There are acids. There are an organic solvent, usually toluene or white gas, kerosene, something like that, and a few other constituents, including lithium, that they get out of batteries. The police go into the place and get all that stuff out. They bring it out on the front lawn, and they either take it off or a local health department can take it off. We've taken it off from these sites before. And so that gets all that chemical stuff out of the place. Then the second part is to clean up what's been left behind. And there are two things that would be left behind. Outside, they do look around to see if there's any evidence of dumping. That hasn't been happening much lately. The new method, and you'll hear about it, the shake-and-bake method, et cetera, is a smaller production method. And with these small production methods, they can really be, you can make meth in a 2-liter bottle. With the small production methods, there's not much waste that they have to get rid of. They usually put it right down the drain. So it's not happening in the yards much anymore, but you check it and make sure you didn't put waste in the yard. And then the last constituent that they have to look at the cleanup is the meth itself, methamphetamine itself, contaminating the facility, the home or the apartment or the building. Now, how that happens is in a home lab, not in a, you know, official laboratory somewhere, but in a home lab without proper ventilation, you really can't make methamphetamine without putting a lot of it up into the air. And it filters in the air, and it clings to the walls and the floors and the carpeting and all the furniture and stuff like that, just like a pesticide. If you went out and bought a bug bomb, one of these foggers that fog for fleas in your house, and you released it, you'd put pesticide on everything in your house. Well, the methamphetamine does the same thing. If you go in, it really is on the surfaces. And the cleanup basically is about how to get that meth off all the surfaces to guarantee that the place is safe to live in again, particularly for children crawling out around on the floor and hand-to-mouth behavior, et cetera.
And you mentioned you've had some of these cleanups in Ingham County. How soon?
Yeah. We've got three so far this year. Now, one of the things about the Clinton County event that is becoming kind of a classic with these one-pot methods is it was an explosion. What you have in the bottle is some kerosene or toluene, a very flammable liquid. You also have lithium metal, which reacts very quickly and strongly, releasing heat when it touches water. So you get a little bit of water in there. Sometimes, you can hear these reports, the meth maker himself was leaning over the bottle and his sweat went in and hit the lithium and blows up. Well, the blow up and the fire that follows it is pretty nasty. People get hurt. The family that lives there can be hurt. But once it blows up, actually the cleanup sometimes is pretty straightforward because you've already burned out a building. And most of the time when I've had these explosions, burnouts, there's so much renovation that has to be done. You have to pull the drywall out. The carpeting was burned and you throw it out. The cabinets are even thrown out. That really, there isn't much in the way of cleanup anymore because you've just had to demolish virtually the interior of the building. Now, if it doesn't blow up, that's when you have to go in and find out how much contamination is there. And there's really no way to get around having to test before and after a cleanup. You have to test, see if there's methamphetamine there. If you luck out and there isn't, then you don't have to clean up. But if it's there, then you have to do a thorough cleaning, and then you test afterwards to see that the meth was cleaned up. Unfortunately, what we're finding with this one-pot method is it not only puts meth up in the air, but
Michael, I've got to get to a news break. Can we call you right back and finish this? All right, great. We'll call you back in just a little bit. Michael Allen from the Ingham County Health Department.